I'm Dream Queen. You're in the cab with me. Thank you so much for rolling. Oh, y'all, the vibe is high, but we're holding on, right? We're just getting by out here. We're just getting by, battening down the hatches. Got some information for y'all. I'm not here to do too much promoting, but I want to address the folks. You might be listening on your way to town. Be safe out there. Okay, the No Kings rallies are happening in these streets. Santa Fe is 10 to 2 up at the state capitol. So that's happening in about 45 minutes. So if you're hearing my voice and you're on your way out there, you know, make sure you polish up your store-bought signs. The president say that y'all got signs provided to you from Antifa. I hope you're keeping them nice. You got to take them back to the warehouse after that. We got to keep using those. Antifa don't have no signs for sale. This march, the No Kings March, is a big multi-organization group that's doing this all across the country, y'all. So be careful out in these streets. Albuquerque, 12 to 2, down at Central Avenue between 3rd and 8th. So if you're heading down the Albuquerque way, keep your eye out. Be safe. Stay alert, okay? I found a list of all of the protests for the No Kings that's going on in New Mexico from the KUNM website. So this was published on October 16th, a couple days ago. No Kings marches will take place Saturday around New Mexico by Florian Knowles, okay? So if you just type in KUNM, No Kings, this article might come up. And then you get down, you scroll down, and you can see locations. And so I just told you about Albuquerque and Santa Fe. They got something going on in Chama, Carlsbad. It's all alphabeticalized, so you can find your town easy. Taos, wonder what that's like. Española, wonder what that's like. Los Alamos, go on Los Alamos. You out there. You out there go protest? All right. I don't know too much about what goes on in Los Alamos. I just know about the labs, and it seemed like a government town to me, but it's 3 to 4 p.m. Okay. Well, y'all be careful out there. You know, if anybody's at a Los Alamos protest, in the cab radio at Instagram, and you can go ahead over there and DM me and let me see a video or a photo or something, a little write-up about what's going on and how Los Alamos shows up for a protest. We got Socorro. We got Tijeras. Go on, Tijeras. Truth or Consequences. All right. So everybody's doing the thing. Apparently Trump showed up on an interview talking about how he didn't understand because he's not a king. And so then I saw someone... you know, a pundit type person was being interviewed on Fox News. I just saw a quick reel on it. And she was saying, she basically tore it apart, you know, on Fox News. And she said, you know, this is, you might not be a king, but you're sure acting like you want to be one. Overturning constitutional rights and laws on the books. Just at a whim and with the sign of a pen, an executive order. I have a little bit more on 4547's comments because I found a couple of things to be. I mean, I know y'all. I gotta laugh because I have a Sag rising, so I have to laugh. I can't not. But I'd be mad. I'd be hecka mad, and I am torn out and turned up and turned out about all of this. I'm going to say a little bit more about our resident head demon in charge here. This is from the AP Wire. No Kings protests against Trump planned nationwide and what the GOP calls hate America rallies. Okay, everybody listen. Listen to me now, okay? Listen to me now. This rhetoric is just out of control. It's just out of control. And they're inflaming people. People are really inflamed right now. I don't think I've seen an administration inflame the public so hard in my lifetime, you know. And I grew up like from, I don't know, with my grandparents and my mom, like I was probably, I don't know, as soon as I could sit up by myself in a chair at the table, you know, we had the news on for breakfast and dinner. My granddad watched the news every day at breakfast time, and at 5 o'clock was dinner, and that's the 5 o'clock news, okay? CBS. And it's probably something that was what's wrong with me right now. But I will tell you, I mean, I'm talking about Ronald Reagan and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I mean, hate America rallies, like really. I've heard some people talking and just getting really upset, calling their Congress people, and the way that they're talking about the each other. Everybody's talking about each other right now. It's just really sad. So this article is just about these rallies today and folks protesting what they're saying, the direction of the country under President Trump, right? So I'm scrolling down, and there's some links inside this first paragraph that will take you to a couple of the issues around why some people might be out in the streets today. One of the highlights they have here, one of the links is to the government shutdown and a plethora of articles about the current government shutdown, which also, wow. And the words over what this shutdown is and the legacy media leans on it. And I'm just really wondering, I had to tap out for a while, y'all. You know, those of you who follow me on Instagram have seen some of the reels that I've posted lately, but, and it's just a couple, you know, but I'm talking about the one where I'm like, I'm not depressed, you're depressed, you know, and the narratives that are coming through this little, rectangle of horrors that I hold in my hand right now. I had to tune out a little bit from that over the past week or so, because the lies are so loud. And then I can't tell sometimes if an AI person is a real person or not. And they broke my brain with Martin Luther King doing stand-up comedy, talking about he's late everywhere he goes, like the stereotypes and stuff. It was weird. It was weird. And it was an AI thing. And then they had Mr. Rogers, you know, involved in some things. They looked exactly like the real person in the real setting. It's really bizarre out there in these AI streets right now. So I had to, my brain was starting to crack a little bit. I couldn't understand. So I don't have a lot of facts to say about this shutdowns and things. It just really hurt my heart to hear these people pointing fingers while folks are suffering so bad in real time due to lack of resources and the few services that this government provides being frozen in some areas, you know. But folks are taken to the street right now, and I appreciate you on that. So there's also a link in the beginning of this article for the programs and services that are experiencing difficulty. So you can go to the AP, No Kings Protest is just one source. That article's got a lot of blue lines on it. So the quote I wanted to get to, though, was from Donald Trump. Quote, they say they're referring to me as a king. I'm not a king, Trump said in a Fox News interview airing early Friday before he departed for a $1 million per plate MAGA Inc. Super PAC fundraiser at Mar-a-Lago. Protests are expected nearby on Saturday. Trump himself is away from Washington at his Mar-a-Lago home in Florida. So they told you where he's at. $1 million per plate. MAGA Inc. Super PAC fundraiser at Mar-a-Lago. And he's not a king. And that's, I mean, you know, that's an interesting little setup around that quote. You know, I don't know what this author was going for. Lisa Mascaro, Sophia Riddle, and Kevin Frecking from the AP Wire today, 5:46 this morning. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, kings really, you know, that's a bloodline thing. So, you know, yeah, they're born into it. So that's technically true. He is not a king. And that's, you know, a little jab at the slogan, I guess. But so maybe y'all want to think about a new name. We could get a little bit more pinpoint on on what it is. Let's see. We could do a No Oligarchs rally, but that's like too long, maybe. You know, you have to have a lot of cardboard to write out oligarchs, or you have to write it really small. I don't know. We'll keep workshopping that. Oh, so speaking of the rallies, back on that, Refinery 14 at 11. Thank you, Blossom, for letting me know that. Refinery 14 here in Madrid at 11 o'clock. So you can go over there. You don't have to go so far, or, you know, whatever you got to do. So I did click on a couple of those links, and there's something that ties into our book club. I'm kind of going off the cuff here, but we're just going to make a little associations. We're going to freeform it. Mutual aid, building solidarity during this crisis and the next, by Dean Spade. That is the book club book. I'm learning that I don't have to do things according to any rules. I like to bring consistency for y'all. That's why I'm sharing thoughts right now and not just tapping out or taking a huge hiatus. Because we want to be consistent and we want to steer the boat steady. So if you want to join in the book club, not necessarily meaning we have to talk about it every week. It's a really short book, really small. You can get it anywhere you get books, and you can also look on some online libraries. You type it in a search engine, you can find digital copies of it. So the shutdown and food aid programs, we mentioned specifically a couple of weeks ago when I met with Travis, and we were talking about part one of this book. In the Cab Radio, wherever you find podcasts, you can go back and listen to that show and catch up with us. There's two shows we did. We did the introduction and we did part one, which are the three key ingredients of mutual aid. So you can catch yourself up real quick like that at your free time, at your leisure. The key elements of mutual aid. Dean Spade brings in on page 10. Okay. And this is element number one. Mutual aid projects work to meet survival needs and build shared understanding about why people do not have what they need. Okay. And Dean Spade talks about the Black Panthers free breakfast program. That's one that gets thrown up a whole lot when we're talking about community programs and grassroots organizing. You know, Black people were not receiving, many people weren't receiving benefits or help or access. Food deserts, y'all know about that. We live in one, you know. Thank you for the people and the organizations and the businesses that try to make this not a food desert. But, you know, inner city neighborhoods have problems getting access to hospitals, to clinics, getting care. Black people, you know, really have a hard time getting care, okay? And so the Black Panthers started a free clinic. The Black Panthers started school breakfast programs for kids. And I'm going to read a quote from the book on page 10. Recognizing the program's success, FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover famously wrote in a 1969 memo sent to all field offices that, quote, the BCP, Breakfast for Children program, represents the best and most influential activity going for the BPP, Black Panther Party, and as such is potentially the greatest threat to efforts by authorities to neutralize the BPP and destroy what it stands for, end quote. The night before the Chicago program was supposed to open, police broke into the church that was hosting it and went number one on all the food, okay? Parents, people with dogs, y'all know what I mean, on all the food. The government attacks on the Black Panther Party are evidence of Mutual Aid's power and the government's co-optation of the program. In the early 1970s, the U.S. Department of Agriculture expanded its federal free breakfast program, built on a charity, not a liberation model, that still feeds millions of children today. The Black Panthers provided a striking vision of liberation, asserting that Black people had to defend themselves against a violent and racist government and that they could organize to give each other what a racist society withheld. So when we were talking in this chapter about why the government would dismantle an organization that they deemed to be a threat due to that organization's striving for civil rights and an end to police brutality and to raise the living conditions and social status of Black people in America. You know, we're still facing these things today. And the unveiling of the racism, the classism, and the religious superiority, all of the supremacist behaviors that the colonized version of this country is built on. It's bringing things to light for people, right? And it feels like we've been here before. I know my parents and grandparents have been through this, and this book is showing us where we've been here before. And the tactics that were used. So now we fast forward to, let's squash those organizations. We all know they call Black Panthers terrorists and this and that and this and that. So they squash all of that, even though they are still in operation and doing things in the communities that they serve. I'm not going to pretend like they're gone. They are not gone. There are Black people still out here doing work for our own people and communities. So respect. But this is how it's working now. Look now. Okay. You got this no king, you know, the HDIC as the head demon in charge. They look crazy, y'all. What are these people? I still want to know what is wrong with RFK? Anyway, the Lizard King is up there and he's like, they're blaming Democrats and they're like, y'all give too much programs away. This from what I hear, this shutdown is really around healthcare and access to affordable healthcare for all Americans. Now, that apparently was in the big, beautiful bill, and you know, they're trying to get some revisions made so people can have healthcare. But the president is not going to step in and keep the government working. Well, who needs this money? SNAP is now suffering. That's where the correlation between the food program and the Black Panther Party and our oligarchs over here and the shutdown is because these programs now are being withheld on purpose so that they can get their way. And this is why mutual aid is important. Roundabout way of saying, we have to look out for each other and put our differences aside, our conflicts. Go get your food bag. Put the canned good away. If you don't think you need it, or bring it to the free pantry, or give it to somebody else you know. Or tell someone you know about the thing. Put away the shame, because the struggle bus is full. And there's people sitting in each other's lap. And this is getting really overt. And when we can't be like, oh, hate America. There's a hate America rally. Oh, you're a liberal. You're a leftist. You're a Democrat. You hate America. You know what? I love people. And I love America. Because I'm from here. Everybody that is most important to me is from here, lives here. And I'm just going to take the whole planet off the table for a minute and just say, don't listen to that hate America stuff. We're all human beings trying to do the best we can every single day for ourselves and our families. And really, like, I hate fascism, you know, because it doesn't value life. It's selfish and supremacist and boring. Okay? It's just stupid and boring. And dangerous. So there's just basic things. Get the mutual aid book. However you get it. And, you know, if you know about it, share it with someone else. That's how I found it. These are principles that I've grown up living by. And it's good to have this copy, this book in my hand, because Dean Spade really puts things in some nice plain language for us. Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say. So, you know, we did the bell hooks. Hard to find the bell hooks in the podcast archives, but you can find it on Mixcloud, maybe. Yeah, probably. I think so. In the Cab Radio at Instagram, send me a note. Ask me where to find the bell hooks. I'll tell you. The archive shows. I believe it's on Mixcloud. But there was a period of time where I wasn't recording. That's why I'm a little confused. But anyway, if you haven't read All About Love by Bell Hooks or listened to the audiobook, you should check it out. That was the first book club book. And what we learned in there were the ingredients for the art of loving. Okay? And we have to have knowledge and care. Love is, anybody in the book club with me, you can just say along with me now as I try to remember. Love, the definition of love is the willingness to extend oneself for one's own and another's spiritual growth or personal growth, whatever you want to put there, right? Is not stagnant. And we don't aim when we love someone to bring out the worst in them. So when I say I love America, I love what we can grow to be, what it looked like since the colonization of this continent. And people were wronged. There's always somebody there trying to make it right. Amongst indigenous people, amongst African people and black people, amongst Chinese people, okay? These are the first core group of folks being oppressed in this country and treated really poorly. Then, and when I say indigenous people, I include Mexican people and people from beyond the southern border, but I'm talking before the borders were even put in place and the wars that are fought for colonizing white people to give more land to colonizing white people and their militaries. I'm just going to say it like that because that's what is still going on. So we could just, bell hooks tell us loving is about knowledge. And we got to know the good, bad, and the ugly. The first chapter, a lot of people couldn't get past chapter one and chapter two because that's about your childhood and your parenting and how your parents might not have really been loving you according to the definition of what love really is. So we got to look at the past. But we don't want to go back there. Nicole Hannah Jones, they ain't said her name on the show in a long time. Nicole Hannah Jones, 1619 Project. Understand where we came from, look it square in the eye, and then go forward and be honest about the people who was there since the beginning. Be like, hey, that's not right. Don't do this to my people. Don't do this to those people. Ever since there was wrong and somebody doing wrong, there's people fighting to do right. So I understand, America, in my loving us, that we have to grow. If we're going to live on this planet, no, nobody wants to live in your boring, boring, boring capitalist oligarchy where nobody has a life. Even your rich, rich life is so boring that you have to get into a submarine and go to the bottom of the ocean and get crushed. That's how bored you are. You know, like, have fun. Let other people live and say, hey, look at how that person lives. That's wild. That's artistic. That's beautiful. That's different. Can let me talk to that person? Let me hear what they have to say. How can I grow? I wonder what it would look like to be next to you in a photograph, smiling. I wonder what it would be like to make a piece of art with you. I wonder what it would be like with you, not, oh, look at that piece of thing you made, and I'm going to take it and then kill you. Love the culture, not the people. No. You can't love the thing, the piece of art, the piece of jewelry, without loving the hands that made it and respecting the hands that made it. And the mind and the heart that it poured out of. For my struggling, pained artists, we can heal and create art while being kind and loving to ourselves. All the tortured artists out here, because this is all related. People stand back and like, oh, this is kitschy because these people went through so much pain and suffering. It's beautiful because it's beautiful. And imagine how much beauty that person has to offer if they're allowed to survive and thrive. And move and commingle and eat without having to wonder if they have to sell something or to placate a demon king so that they can turn the tap back on and not take away EBT for Thanksgiving. But, haha, that's the punchline. Maybe people need to be a little bit more reflective about your Thanksgiving. Call it something else. Take the crap away from around it on the same subject. This is how I look at stuff, y'all. That's why I can't, like, sometimes when it's like a show, so many directions to go in. So you get Babylon and Babylon today. Because I have to tell you, honestly, I did think about that. Because this happened a couple years ago where we weren't sure if they were going to have EBT cards filled in November. And I'm not here to try to cite an article or anything. I remember being in the store and I was talking to somebody and it was, you know, a threat. It was a threat. It's just like right now. They're not saying that it won't happen, but they're saying they're not sure. So do more research. I just found out about this last night. And, you know, some of the articles that I saw today are posted from October 1st. They said they sent the memo out on October 1st to the state organizations that send the information to the feds. I don't know. Apparently there's files that the feds told them. The USDA, that's why I brought mutual aid into this, because that's where, you know, the thing that I just read on page 10. So threatened, they shut down the Black Panthers and helping out their neighborhood, and they gave it over. They made something new under the Department of Agriculture. So now the USDA, in charge of the EBT, told them don't send the papers. Don't send the files. Now, that's what I understand. Please do your own research. Please do your own research. But, you know, it's a trap. So Thanksgiving, right? And we, as we all need to pause and reflect on where are we growing toward? It's kind of poetic. But anyway, I'm just kind of rambling, but it's just for me to I thought about it. I was like, you know, Thanksgiving anyway, you know, it's a slap in the face for some people. And now that they're messing with the educational system and history, the headway that people were making, they took away Indigenous Peoples Day. He's trying to take it away and brought it to just be Columbus Day again last week. So now's a good time to reflect on equity, the G word, and who we're supporting and why people are really upset across all the levels. Every day we should be thinking about this. But don't forget to make time to dance and have a good time and blah, blah, blah. Peace and love. We're growing together from a horrible past, healing the country's wounds. Who's here for it? I guess I could just say real quick. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but another thing about the Demon King and the missile launch. Apparently, this is a thing. There's I have two articles here, one from MSN and one from the LA Times. Both are from 2 days ago. So there's a planned missile launch for today in Southern California around the same time as these protests. Now, there are people online making connections. There's something about naval ships involving, how do you say, explosives going over to Camp Pendleton. So it's a celebration, okay? And I'm going to read a part of this article from MSN. It's called Trump Addresses California Protests Amid Reports of Missile Launches and Road Closures by Ruta Deshpande. And there's some misleading reports out here, according to MSN. And a lot of people are calling this a lot of names. But at the time of publishing of this article, the Los Angeles Times cited unconfirmed sources from California Governor Gavin Newsom's office that authorities might close parts of I-5 on Friday and Saturday for an event marking the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Marine Corps. This event includes live artillery demonstrations, but is unrelated to the planned California protests in Oceanside. The event, officially titled America's Marines 250 from Sea to Shore, a review of amphibious strength, will bring more than 15,000 participants, including Marines, Navy sailors, veterans, and their families. The celebration will feature live demonstrations of amphibious assault techniques, highlighting the Corps' historical and modern capabilities. Key figures attending the event include Vice President Vance, who is a former Marine and combat correspondent, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, Secretary of the Navy John C. Phelan, and Marine Corps Commandant General Eric M. Smith. And the event aims to demonstrate the Marine Corps' readiness and global operational strength through live exercises and formal reviews of amphibious force capabilities. Okay, so that's what that's about. And Newsom announced that he will not be closing parts of I-5. The Marines have said that it will be very safe and nobody's going to get hurt. Newsom was quoted by the LA Times as saying, "Anything we can do to celebrate our vets, to celebrate our heroes, I'm all for. Let's just do it in coordination and collaboration with state and local leaders. That continues to be a struggle with this administration." All right. So I'm reading that like that. I try to tamp it down a little bit. They're also going to have a party after. It's really interesting. So to each their own. Thank everyone for your service. Love yourselves. Keep growing. Be beautiful. We could all get through this. We stay focused. on love and peace and growth, I guess. Y'all be good. Thanks so much for hanging in here with me all the time. Continue to support KMRD LP, Madrid, New Mexico, Refinery 14 at 11 o'clock. Get your No King sign out and then take it back to the warehouse when you're done. Don't crinkle it. In the Cab Radio is produced by Jada White, aka Dream Queen. Original theme music produced by Baby Weekend Boys and Icky Mac the Beat Jugular. Learn more at In the Cab Radio at Linktree. Thank you so much for tuning in.